So what women do is they can be oppressive, and as we've seen with fathers' rights, they are being oppressive, but they will never even think of themselves being oppressive. They won't even imagine that they're being oppressive, because in their mind, in their world, they're victims, and they're still victims.
Before the First Reform Act in 1832, roughly one man in 10 had the right to vote. After 1867, the time of the Second Reform Act, this figure rose to 4 in 10, as the amount of property you needed to qualify was reduced. More men qualified, but most men were still disenfranchised, principally because only one man in any one household was allowed to vote, denying any resident sons and brothers. From 1918, all women over the age of 30 could vote, and all men over the age of 21. Then, finally, absolutely equal rights to vote were introduced with the Equal Franchise Act of 1928. We can see from this that the right to vote in England up until 1918 was always about class and never about sex. Only the 10-year period between 1918 and 1928 could legitimately be claimed to be discriminatory on the basis of sex. In the present day in the UK, men must work to age 65 to qualify for the full state pension. Women need only work to age 60. This has been the case since 1950 and will not be equalised at age 65 until the year 2020. So this is some 70 years worth of discrimination against men, 7 times longer than the voting discrimination against women. This isn't discrimination against men that occurred nearly 100 years ago. This is happening right now. And women live for longer than men. So while women retire at 60 and die at 81, giving them 21 years of life after work, men retire at 65 and die at 76, giving them only 11 years of retirement. So whilst men are forced to work themselves near to death, women enjoy a long retirement. And what's our main concern about this situation? To this day, American men must register for the draft to be eligible to vote. Men must be prepared to fight and to defend their democratic right to vote with their lives if required. However, women have no such obligation. How can all this be happening in a male-dominated society?